This is CICK News. A Haida fisher made a discovery in a Chinook salmon that he caught last week, which had an acoustic tag inside its belly, marking the first salmon caught in a project called Bottleneck to Survival. This project is led by PhD candidate Wesley Greentree, who you'll hear from on today's show. That salmon was the first of 329 Chinook as part of Wesley's project, which he will share the details on right now.
Hi, I'm Wesley Greentree. I'm a PhD student at the University of Victoria. I work with Pacific Salmon Foundation and its partners to understand the migrations of Chinook salmon in the ocean.
Thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me. Now, the reason why I contacted you was because the Council of the Haida Nation had posted on Facebook that one of their fishers found one of your tagged salmon from a project called Bottlenecks to Survival Project. So could you start by telling me about that project?
So the Bottlenecks to Survival Project is a big project with a lot of different people involved, where we're all interested in salmon and trying to understand why salmon populations have declined over the last several decades. So the project is led by Pacific Salmon Foundation and BC Conservation Foundation, and it brings together Vancouver Island First Nations, the province of BC, as well as Fisheries Oceans Canada. And then we get to have all these other really interesting collaborations that come up. So for example, today I'm talking about this Chinook salmon that was caught off of Haida Gwaii by a Haida fisher. And so we got to work with the Council of the Haida Nation to understand a little bit more about this fish. And so the Bottlenecks to Survival Project started in 2020, and then we've started to track the migration of salmon since October of 2022.
And so your method for tracking this information is using acoustic tags. So can you describe what an acoustic tag is?
So when we want to track fish in the ocean, we can't use GPS because GPS signals don't travel through water very well. And so instead, similar to how whales communicate over really long distances using their voice, we put in these small electronic tags that produce very high pitch signals that are audible, but not to the human ear or to the fish themselves, that tell us where our fish are in the ocean. So we are able to go catch salmon when they're pretty young. They're less than 1 year old. And so for two birth years of salmon, we went and tagged some that had just entered the ocean and then tracked their movements around. As part of the bigger project, the Bottlenecks to Survival Project, we tag salmon from the time that they're just baby salmon, which we call fry, all the way until they're just going to return back to their home river to spawn.
And so you're interested in the migration pattern of Chinook salmon for the purpose of this program, but what's unique about Chinook salmon migration patterns? And do all Chinook perform the same type of migration pattern as well?
That's a really great question. Chinook salmon are, if you don't know, they're the largest salmon, and they're also the one that lives the longest of the Pacific salmon. They do all sorts of different migration patterns, and this actually makes them really interesting to study, because within fish that are related, you know, they're from the same river, they might go to completely different places in the ocean. One fish might stay really close to its home river, you know, migrating less than 100 kilometers over its life, while another might migrate as far as Alaska. It's really important to understand these migration patterns because these fish are ending up in all sorts of different places along the coast of North America.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what do those migration patterns, what do they affect in so far as population dynamics, life history, evolution, and connections of animals to natural ecosystems and even humans?
So that's the entire goal of my PhD, is to understand that those types of questions. Where salmon go in the ocean affects two things that have broader consequences. First, where they go in the ocean affects the types of predators or the types of fisheries that they interact with. And so there's certain places that are just more dangerous to be a salmon in the ocean. The second is that where salmon migrate in the ocean affects the type of food that they have access to. And so some places have tons of really abundant, really nutritious food for salmon to eat, while other places, it's a lot more difficult for salmon to get the food that they need to be able to swim fast away from predators.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And what about Yeah, what has this taught you about the connections of animals to natural ecosystems? Do you feel like you're learning anything about the way that humans farm or fish salmon as well, especially Chinook salmon?
I think this is one of the really cool parts of this project is that these fish that we've tagged, so we tagged them in Comox, which is off of Vancouver Island in southern British Columbia. These fish migrate thousands of kilometers. So they connect ecosystems from, southern BC near Vancouver all the way up to Alaska. And in this case, one of the fish that we tagged was caught by a Haida fisher off of the north end of Haida Gwaii. And this is this really incredible opportunity for us to understand where these fish are moving and how they interact with both different ecosystems as well as different communities.
Has anything surprised you since you began this project that you just couldn't have really predicted about the patterns of these Chinook salmon?
Yes. This seems to be the case with every time that we try and track fish and see where they migrate, is that something bizarre happens always. The one that was the most surprising to me is that a lot of Chinook salmon from the Strait of Georgia are homebodies. We often think of salmon as migrating incredibly far distances. Some salmon migrate as far as Russia and Japan. But of the fish that we track, many of them stayed really close to where they were tagged, sometimes for multiple years.
That's actually very cute to call them homebodies. Was there anything that I didn't ask about this project, what you're learning, or anything that you think is important for our listeners up here in northern BC to know? Is there anything specific or maybe even impactful if they do find one of these salmon that you want to share?
Yeah, so if you're out fishing either on the ocean or in your home river, be on the lookout for fish that have tags in them. Our study only tagged 329 Chinook salmon, but there are studies all over the coast that are doing work similar to this. So in my case, the fish that we tagged have a tag. It's about an inch long. It's black and it's in their bellies. So if you're cleaning a fish that you've caught, the tag might just fall out onto your cutting board. So in my case, the tag has my phone number on it, as well as a unique number that tells me which fish that tag was in.
Have you had any like strange, like where's the farthest that one of your fish, one of your 329 fish, what's the farthest that you've received a call that someone has found it?
So this is actually the first call that we've got.
Get out. Oh.
Yeah, so we tagged these fish, hoping that they would be caught at the same rate that the rest of the population is caught at. And we thought that a lot of the fish would be caught. And perhaps it's just because these fish are only turning 3 or 4 years old this year, where they're kind of eligible to be kept in fisheries, that they're starting to turn up in people's catch. And so we're hopeful that folks who are out on the water will let us know when they catch these fish, and we're very happy to send up thank you gifts in return, because it's such an incredible way to understand where these fish that we care about so much are going in the ocean.
Yeah, very cool. Well, Wesley, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me about this. I don't know if you're kind of like burned out on talking about it or if this is the fun part of your job where you can kind of explain it in layman's term, but it was really fun to talk with you.
Yeah, no, I'm always happy to talk salmon. I probably talk salmon far too often in my personal life.
Thank you to Wesley Greentree, PhD candidate from the University of Victoria, for sharing your Chinook salmon research project with us, Bottlenecks to Survival. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.